KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 36 and winds north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. A reminder, a winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. today for Pottawatomie and Mills counties. Freezing drizzle is expected with total ice accumulations anywhere from a trace up to 0.05 of an inch. Winds will be gusting near 35 miles per hour as well. You can expect some very slippery sidewalks, roads, and bridges in the area there, and the hazardous conditions could impact a morning or evening commute. Again, that's a winter weather advisory until 6 p.m. today for Pottawatomie and Mills counties in our listening area. In the news, a survey report suggests the economy continues to grow in 9 Midwestern and Plains states. The Mid-America Business Condition Index jumped to 57.2 in January from 50.6 in December. The survey was conducted before much of the bad news was reported about the coronavirus outbreak that originated in China. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says the outbreak could harm the regional economy in the weeks ahead. The survey covers Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests economic growth. A score below that suggests decline. And again, last month it was at 57.2. Roughly 1 month after the federal government announced a new crackdown to keep e-cigarettes away from children, state lawmakers in Iowa and Nebraska are forging ahead with similar proposals of their own. Both states are considering new laws to raise the minimum age for vaping to 21 years old, in addition to other measures to try and restrict the product. An Iowa Senate subcommittee advanced the measure earlier this month to raise the state's legal age from 18 to eliminate the conflict with the federal law. In Nebraska, Legislative Committee will review its own bill tomorrow. Well, the Audubon Chamber of Commerce announced their annual awards at the banquet held Saturday. The newest award, Live Large Audubon Award winners, are the Lawrence and Doris Handlos family. They developed Waspies, the Feed Mill Restaurant, and the Bluegrass Inn. The Junior Citizen of the Year was awarded to Madison Vorm. The Citizen of the Year is Roger Griffith, who is known for his community work with veterans, St. Patrick's Catholic Church, City of Audubon committees, and various volunteer efforts. There was a large crowd on hand for the Saturday event, too, and they were treated to a show from Branson, Missouri performer and Audubon native, Delana Ditto. I'll get ready to welcome spring by attending the Cass County Master Gardener's 2020 Spring Garden Seminar. That'll be held March the 7th at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. This year's event, focused on garden inspiration, old and new, is a half-day seminar designed to provide inspiration for discovering what's new in the garden and appreciation for the heirlooms that continue to delight gardeners. Master Gardeners are encouraging attendees to register early, as space is limited and the deadline for registration is March 1st. The event will feature two main guest speakers. Kathy Johnson, owner of local business Flowers for You, will kick off the morning with a presentation on growing your own cut flowers. She'll share her knowledge of floral design and tips for selecting and growing flowers for your own bouquets. The second speaker for that event on March 7th is Cody Egan from Seed Savers Exchange in Decorah. He'll teach attendees about heirloom plants and how to preserve them. Cody believes that heirloom seeds have the ability to reconnect us to a specific time and place, a certain soil and season during which that seed and the memories associated with it were grown. In addition to the guest speakers, the seminar will feature 60 minutes of lightning learning where attendees will have an opportunity to rotate between short presentations on topics such as hostas, small space gardening, soil testing, propagating succulents, and what's new at the Garden Center, with more topics still to be added. That Garden Inspiration Old and New seminar will be held again at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic on March the 7th. Registration and a light continental breakfast begins at 8:30 a.m. on that date. The program begins at 9 and will conclude by around 12:30 p.m. Attendees will be provided ideas and coupons to spend the afternoon lunching and exploring in the Atlantic area. Cost for the seminar, including continental breakfast, materials, and refreshments, is just $20. The schedule and registration form are available at the Cass County Extension Office in Atlantic or online at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. Now, previous garden seminar attendees with current address on record will also receive a brochure with the registration form in the mail. If you have any questions, you can call Kate Olson at 712-243-1132. And again, mark your calendars, register by March the 1st, and plan to attend the Cass County Master Gardeners 2020 Garden Spring Seminar. Well, a single vehicle accident southwest of Cumberland early Sunday morning resulted in the 25-year-old female driver of the vehicle suffering from head pain. The accident was reported around 2:45 a.m. near 64666 Tucson Road. Cumberland Rescue, Medevac, and Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Additional information is currently not available. Red Oak Police arrested two people on separate charges early Sunday morning. At around 12:35 a.m., officers arrested 46-year-old Jody Lee Michelson of Red Oak for a simple assault. His bond was set at $300. And around 3:10 a.m. Sunday, 25-year-old Kaylee Rose Baker of Shenandoah was arrested for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. In the funeral announcements, Lynn J. McCord, age 94, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lynn McCord will be held this Thursday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Jim Bass, age 68, of Adel and formerly of Greenfield, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for Jim Bass will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Waukee. A luncheon will be held at the church immediately following the services. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Dale Dean Rush, age 90, of Griswold, died Saturday at his home. Memorial services for Dale Rush will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Michael Shane Trotter, age 40, of Atlantic, died January 29th at his home. Graveside services for Michael Trotter will be Friday at 3 o'clock at the Menlo Cemetery. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.